Talks podcast. Apologies for the radio silence. I've been very busy, right, this year. I've been really busy, and I like how it's making me sound like I'm a very busy woman getting things done, you know. But I've been very busy. I moved cities within the same Nigeria. For the meantime, sha, got a job, and it's been really hectic. It's been a lot of days where I'm wondering, do I want to go to work today? Am I sure this is the thing for me? No. But I'm finally at that point in my life to understand why, when we'd ask uncles or aunties, or times when we'd hear conversations between our parents and people, and then they say, oh, how's things going? And then they say, I'm pushing. I can fully understand, because right now, I'm pushing. That's my very simple answer to how are you doing. I'm pushing, because waiting for this. But anyways, I've had to do that. I've had to be a Nigerian, which feels very unfortunate incident. But I've had to try to be consistent with my goals and plans for the year and battle all those little battles. It doesn't make sense. Anyways, I've had to do all of that. Then I've had to take courses and get certified, baby. I just got only one certificate, but I'm really proud because I put in a lot of work and I had to do that. I started it a while back, it wasn't just 1 month, but I had to do like very serious tasks back to back when I was battling the very serious work back to back. And I did that. I pulled that off. And on that note, I'm so sorry. But yes, we've also had to survive, like I've said, we've had to push. Today, things will be going right. Tomorrow, Nigeria will find another thing that they can use to frustrate you. In summary, ilule, but all glory to God for the victory that He gives us always. And on that note, it's my birthday today. I'm getting old. I'm like maturing. I'm growing. Oh my God. Oh my Jesus. When was that day? I was putting calamine lotion on my body when I have chicken pox. Oh my God. You guys, I'm already a big woman. I'm sorry, not yet in the making. I'm already an elderly woman. Do you understand what that means? I've been fly for over 2 decades, bruh. I'm a very old woman, and I take it very seriously, and I've been hearing my friends say, you're not old, you're shut up. You people are older. I'm old. Thanks. Leave it for me like that. But yes, it's my birthday today, and from the description, you can already tell, actually. But I'm really grateful for how far I've come. I have 2 feelings at this moment. I don't even know what else I'm feeling, because I know I have to go and sleep soon. Put my phone back on normal mode, because my parents will soon call to pray for me. I also have to get set for work and wake up early, you know, Lagos, all of that. So I know that I'm not exactly processing my emotions right now, but there are 2 major emotions, and it's gratitude and pride. Right, gratitude, because look how far you've brought me. Oh my God. Oh my days. Oh my God. I'm really excited for how far I've come, right? I mean, over 2 decades. In my head, I'm very old, because I've gone through things that you know we're not supposed to be going through. Because I don't know why I'm at this age and I have small money, few monies, and I'm looking for cash to eat, to do basic things. It doesn't feel like something that young people are supposed to be going through. It causes mental trauma. It doesn't mean that something that's supposed, it's not right as a young person. It's unfair. But then we're going through it. Imagine. So I feel grateful for how far I've come. Things I've survived, mistakes I've made, very dumbass mistakes, shit I've done, and how far I've grown from them, grown from them, learned, cried, bawled my eyes out, Don't crazy shit, but how far I've come, really. And pride, because of how far I've come. Are you playing? I don't know. This is probably the first time in a long time I haven't been extremely sad before my birthday. So last year, I was very drunk into my birthday. The goal that night was to get drunk, and so I went out. Last year, I was a very terrible drinker. I would just go out, buy a bottle of alcohol, and finish it. I'll not invite anybody. Only me will finish it. And I know I'm very lightheaded. I used to do terrible, stupid things. But now, I'm older, you know. When you are getting older, you start to do things in moderation. It's one of the attributes of aging. And right now, I'm aging, so I'm doing one of those things right, and I'm doing it well. Anyways, I'm proud of myself, like really proud of how far I've come, things I've survived, and the fact, I think I'm even more proud of how willing I am to heal and grow more this year. I started to take very intentional steps towards my growth, mental health, well-being, all of that from like October, and I've had a lot of days where I've still cried my entire long liver heart out. Probably God is even rolling his eyes that what to today, one more day. I feel man so come kilo de kilo fe. I feel like that'd be dangerous on some days because you're like it will like we agree by. Because it's really me, I'm going and crying a lot. But I'm proud of how I've handled, I'm not sure if I've handled anything, but I'm just proud of the things of how intentional I am right now towards my life and my softness. It's like I'm finally coming into realization of myself, and I'm trying to live it each day. So no matter what threatens it, because things will always threaten it. I mean, who thought that we would be at this point as a nation? Who would have thought? So that's just a hint to how things can go from 100 to a zero real quick. Who would have thought that I would... Okay, yes, everybody would have thought that we would wish we're not from Nigeria, but who would have thought it would be this bad? So things will always happen and all of that, but I'm so proud of myself. I'm grateful for friends, for family. I mean, over 2 decades of living, and I have meaningful people in my life, even though I still hide when God is probably trying to send more people, but it is what it is. I can't change every part of me. Some things are already standard. It can't change. Nobody should stress me. Been like that since the 2000s, and we'll be like that for a while. But I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm excited. I can't wait to get to that point where I can say, oh, I'm at peace. Or, you know, this is how people say it. That's a goal for me right now. And I love how I constantly try to put myself on that path. Because things don't happen from January 1. You know, Jesus Christ. And I just tell myself, we're going to... stay happy. On some days, I actually let the sadness come. I'm not gonna lie. Let me come through. I do that. My bad. But I always try. I feel like that's the thing. That's what I'm proud of myself for right now. Trying. I'm the kind of girl to really try. People can testify to that. But I'm proud of how I'm trying with myself now. Right? So... one thing I'm happy about, and I really can't wait to see the big things I do. I mean, I already said this is not the year to play small, so I'm really excited to see things that God does through me, God helps me to achieve, and all of that. And I'm just happy, and I'm not sure. I probably sound excited to you guys, but I don't think I feel excited yet. I just feel grateful and proud of myself, right? And it gets to a point when you're aging that you don't start to scream when it's your birthday. You just understand that you are aging and you need to take things easy and all of that. But this podcast has to end. I just had to do this because it's been a while, and I would try, really try. I promise you guys, it's really tough even being creative. I had write out block, everything block for a very long time. For a few weeks, not a very long time. It's just how many days into the year. But it's really been a battle. not a battle, a challenge, being creative for a while, but we'll definitely try. I mean, this podcast is my baby, right? In over 2 decades, this is one of the things I've achieved. I'm very young, but for some reason, I feel very old. But I will definitely try to reach out to you guys more. And also, every other avenue I've created, newsletters, Instagram posts, all that beautiful stuff. I'm really going to try to be consistent with that. And I like how I'm talking so chilled, like an elderly woman. That's this. I'm teaching you people. These people have not yet matured. I think you understand. These people have not matured like me. I'm teaching people how to act matured. Take things easy. Take things easy. Do you understand me? Do you understand? Take things easy. Talk gently. Be calm. Be at peace. Rest. Life is hard enough. Take things easy. Do you understand? Don't be doing gra-gra all the time. Relax. What is that by now? Stop it. Anyways, that's going to be it. God, I beg. I need sense this year. It's already a new year. Sense. Download into my brain. Probably doesn't work like that. But thank you guys for being with me through this few minutes of my beautiful voice, because I know my voice is beautiful. That one thing that I've also adopted, yes. Being vain, not really, but just being very sure of the things I can do and putting myself out there in everybody's faces, in your face. If you didn't like it, remove your face. I'm joking, just kidding. Maybe not, but I love I love you guys, and it's Valentine's Day in a few days, and I really don't care. It's my birthday today, so Valentine can't go and sleep. I don't know. I love you guys, and thank you to all of you in my corner, to all of you in my circle, to all of you in my life. All of you in my life, apparently, because you listen to me. But I love you guys, and I'm proud that I have you guys to show for over 2 decades of living. I feel so proud of myself. I'm already sleepy. But thank you guys, and happy my birthday to you. Yep. Happy my birthday to you guys. Bye.